This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14. It says there, "He could not find anyone to help the people, and he was surprised that there was no one to help. So he used his own power to save the people. His own goodness gave him strength." End of quote. The important matter is not your ability, resources, knowledge, or strength. The most important matter for God is this: are you available? In God's economy, availability gets a higher score than ability, strength, resources, or anything else. God spots you if you are available for His purposes. His eyes range through the whole earth to spot who is available for Him. In today's insight, the background is people needed help because of the unfairness and injustice happening all around. And God looked from heaven to see if there is one man who would be available to be used by Him. He did not see anyone. You see, the Almighty God can do unusual and miraculous things by His own outstretched arms and power. However, His preferred way of doing such things is by involving people like you and me in His plans and purposes. This is why the Bible clearly says God has a beautiful and wonderful plan and purpose for your life. Beloved, God knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. He was intimately involved with your growth and development there in the darkness. In fact, God knew you several thousands of years prior to your birth. You see, the Bible says God knew you before He made the whole world. It says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it says there, "Even before the world was made, God had already chosen us to be His through our union with Jesus Christ, so that we would be holy and without fault before Him." End of quote. God had a plan in place even before He made the world, and that plan included you to become His child. It was God's pleasure and purpose to do so. In addition, God had a plan in place for you personally to fulfill when you live here on this planet Earth. Don't you want to know what that plan is? In fact, the plan that He had for you is uniquely designed for you. No one else could or would do it. Beloved, focus your attention to know and understand what is God's eternal plan He laid out in and through Jesus Christ, His Son. At the perfect time of implementation, He sent Jesus Christ to this world. God's plan is to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Jesus Christ as the head of all. He will complete it when the time is right in the very near future. Beloved, are you part of it yet? God the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and saves you, and countless children whom He adopts as sons in and through Jesus Christ to Himself. This adoption of you to God's loving household as His own child is based on what Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross. Jesus paid all the debts of your sins by His blood poured out there on the cross. Ephesians 1:5-6 says this, "This was according to the kind intention of God's will. He did it for the praise of the glory of His amazing grace. He freely bestowed on you all the amazing love and grace in His beloved Son, Jesus Christ." You see, when you know this truth, and when you know that your future is safe and secure in the hand of Christ and God, you would be willing to say to God, "Yes, I am available for your plan and purposes." You would say, "Lord, use me for the rest of my life for your purpose." Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I am amazed to know you know me even before you made the foundations of this world. I also heard you have a beautiful and perfect plan for my life. In that plan, you chose me even before you formed this world. And then you sent your Son Jesus on time to this world to die, bury, and rise again for my sins, to adopt me to your loving household as your own child. I accept your plan for me. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Save me today, please. Please let me know your perfectly designed plan for my life. Lead me into your will for my life. I am available and please use me. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.